A few weeks ago, I heard, and you heard too, a song that immediately became very popular in the pop field. Betty heard it and decided she'd learn it, and by golly, she's going to sing it tonight. What's that young lady's name that recorded it, Betty? Do you remember?
Oh, Miss Betty Johnson, Horace.
Betty Johnson, and it's on the Bally label. The tune we're talking about, of course, is I Dreamed. What have you got, Betty?
I got some requests here that I got for this, Horace. It's for George and Arthur, Joe Bill, and artists down in New Orleans, and also for Miss Dorothy Jones.
You do a hillybilly version of this?
Now, you know anything I do, it'd have to be a hillbilly version, Horace.
Oh, I'm going to like it, I tell you that. Here is Miss Betty Amos.
This is the very first time I've ever sang this, you know. I'm just practicing that.
We rehearse on the air. It doesn't make a difference. The audience doesn't mind at all. Here's Betty Amos' version of I Dream.
I dreamed that I was Queen of France and at a royal palace dance. I walked all night with the Prince of Timbuktu. He praised my beauty to the skies, and when I looked into his eyes, just like you. I dreamed that I was Queen of Spain, sailing on the bounty main, when a lofty pirate ship hove into view. A handsome buccaneer so bold captured me and all my gold. I let him hold me 'cause he looked like you. I dreamed I was Princess of Bombay, giving up my throne to marry you. For I'd be the queen of all the world the day you say that I'm your girl, and every dream I dream comes true.
Thank you very much, Betty.